Today's figures show that for too many patients in Scotland, they're waiting too long for either crucial tests and treatment for cancer. And that's worrying for families and all involved with the cancer journey. The Scottish Government really has to act around the variation in performance between boards. It's quite stark, the difference between certain boards in Scotland and the difference that makes to when you might be seen, depending on your location. When we look at cancer survival over the decades, we know that one of the biggest reasons we're advancing so much from 1 in 4 surviving the disease to today's 2 in 4, it's around earlier detection of the disease. And cancer waiting times do help drive that earlier detection, so it's really important that patients are seen as soon as they possibly can, and that any variation between boards, which is happening right now, is addressed as much as possible by Scottish Government and the boards concerned. We know there's enormous pressure on the service through an increased number of elderly people and increased number of patients in general. We also know that there's huge workforce challenges across the NHS in terms of recruitment and retention. So these are all big challenges across the service that are playing out into the cancer space. But for patients to be reassured that they're being treated as priority if they do have a suspicion of cancer, we need serious investment and prioritisation from boards and Scottish Government. It's important that cancer remains a priority for Scottish Government and health boards. We need continued investment and new investment where necessary, where particular parts of the service are under pressure, and that's evident just now around endoscopy particularly and other parts of the service. So we need significant new investment and cancer to remain a top priority for government boards and ultimately patients being reassured by that fact. No, I think that covers the gist.